There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So, Domingo Herman will be on the Pirates roster tonight, but they will go as planned with Mitch Keller. Need length out of the bullpen. Was quite the series, and it all spiraled out of control in terms of the bullpen usage with that crazy rain situation they had on Tuesday night. So I can't be mad about Domingo Herman being part of the roster. But his numbers in AAA, not good. 5.29 ERA, 66 strikeouts in 68 innings. But Callis does bring up a fact. It's not a take, it's a fact. He threw a perfect game last year. What? Perfect game for Domingo Herman?
Yeah, it was with the Yankees.
That's pretty good.
He threw it against the Athletics, so take that for what it's worth, but still, it's a perfect game.
Brent Rooker. All right, on to the big game tonight. Steelers preseason game number one. I'll be in attendance, Mr. Dickerson.
You're going?
I am going.
It's supposed to rain, isn't it?
I think it's going to rain earlier.
Okay.
Probably humid, a little sticky later on. Going to take my oldest daughter, Nora, to her first Steelers game.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about this. They're going to expand the season eventually. It's going to go up to 18 games. They're going to cut down the preseason. It is expensive as hell to get tickets for a regular season game. But let me tell you, it is cheap as hell to get in there for a preseason game. You got to leave at least one preseason game so that people who can't usually go to the games get to go to the games.
Oh, yeah, they will. Yeah. They'll have probably two.
Yeah. If you go, what is it now, 17-3, go 18-2. Yeah. You got to have that. Plus, you not just for the fans, but to ramp things up for the season.
Well, ramp things up and then give guys opportunities to make rosters.
Yes. Yes.
Unless they just do the joint practice things. And then let people, you know, just come and watch and then bring cameras and stuff. And like that's, I said this years ago, you should just do all joint practices and not have preseason games. I think that's more entertaining of seeing the different drills that you could, like, so they're doing that with the Bills this coming week. Like, I'd rather want to see inside run 7-on-7, 1-on-1s, and make that a big thing instead of the preseason games throughout the week.
You're a dork, though, like a big football guy. I want to watch inside zone.
You don't want to watch like inside run, a live inside run period where it's just focused on and you know what's happening?
Nah, I've seen it.
You'd rather watch the games.
Yeah. I can see your point though, like from an accessibility standpoint. Like if I were to go to Steelers camp this year as a fan, I would much rather go to a joint practice than a regular practice.
Right.
That much for sure. And there is value there. I talked to Mike Mitchell about that before. He kind of hated it, but understood it all at the same time.
Yeah.
He also might have just been being a jerk to me to be a jerk, because that guy could be quite mean, Mike Mitchell. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Who are you most looking forward to watching tonight? We can do the Justin Fields thing. We got time for Justin Fields, and we can do that with Chris Carter as well. He's going to join us. Of course, from the Post-Gazette, he'll be on at 8 o'clock, and we've got Bob Pompiani and Charlie Batch at 9 and 9:35, respectively. Who are you looking for tonight? Who can prove the most? Who has the most to gain tonight?
That's a two-part question that I would like to answer. Who has the most to gain and who has the most to prove is Beanie Bishop, because he's going to get a lot of reps. He's going to get a lot of reps against the ones of the Texans. And he is, you know, he's etched in on the depth chart as the number one nickel. So being an undrafted guy, he has a lot to prove and he has a lot to gain as well. If he goes out there and he just gets better and better every week and now he sees some live, real different competition, I think that he could really hold down that spot. And that's very significant. Like, that is a significant deal. You have an undrafted rookie come in and create a starting role on your defense. A Pittsburgh Steelers defense is one of the highest paid. Like, that is very significant. So I think that he has a lot to gain tonight, and he's going to get a great opportunity. But the person I want to see play and I will be focusing on the most is Peyton Wilson, because I think that Peyton Wilson, I mean, Patrick Queen's not going to play.
He's not going to play.
Landon Roberts playing?
No, so you're not going to have Russell Wilson, Minka, TJ, Cam, Highsmith, Queen, or Samalu.
Okay, so Peyton Wilson's going to be the other off-ball linebacker. And we know that he's probably going to play special teams. I want to see how he operates at linebacker, because I do believe that would give the Steelers a huge flexibility if you could create packages with him. Because he's not just a linebacker. He's not just downhill. He can run. He could cover. He could blitz.
Yes.
He could cover the tight ends, the bigger tight ends that nobody else can really run with. So if he can go out there and he looks like he's been there before, I'm not looking for him to make crazy plays. I just want to see if he looks like he's been there. Like, if he can fit, if he's an NFL guy, like, if the game's not moving too fast for him, then heading into the season, you could just anticipate him getting better and better and the game slowing down for him, that you could create some really good packages for him to be in the game. Whether you have three off-ball linebackers, whether he's just blitzing out of the slot or off the edge or just dropping in the Tampa 2 coverage. And, you know, you can really do a lot with that guy because he's so athletic and he's a student of the game. So he's the one guy I'm majorly focusing on today.
That's what killed their defense last year, is they actually had depth there, but they were so ravaged by injuries, right, that they were mixing and matching with the secondary and the inside backers last year, and they were just getting crushed. Like, whatever the Bills wanted in the middle of the field, they got. Whatever the Colts, after KZ got thrown out of the game, whatever they wanted in the middle of the field, they got.
Right.
And if you think about Landon Roberts, we'll see what happens with Cole Holcomb eventually. I would expect him to come in at some point. Patrick Queen, they have the ability to be very good there.
Yeah, very.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And prediction, I think Peyton Wilson, when we come in on Monday to talk about the game, he's going to be one of the guys that fans are most eager to talk about. For sure. I could see him just abs. And they're going to watch it different than you, because you're talking about run fits and this and that. He's just going to be all over the place. He's probably going to lead the team in tackles, something like that. And he's going to really acquit himself well. And you can call, by the way. Who are you looking forward to seeing tonight? Who has the most to gain? 412-928-9370 on the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We don't need to just talk to ourselves about this. We'd love to hear from you. Who are you watching? And we could spend a lot of time on this, actually. You bring up Beanie Bishop. By all accounts, has had a great camp. I am so interested to see what he looks like early against a good Houston receiving core, because I can't get too gung-ho or excited about Beanie Bishop right now when Roman Wilson's been hurt, when Calvin Austin is a slot guy for you, and while he's been having a good camp by all accounts as well, he is still Calvin Austin. I just don't believe enough, and they don't believe clearly enough, in the Steelers receiving core to get over the moon excited about Beanie Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
But you go out there and you play a lot and you make plays in a game against a team that we know does have good wide receivers. We'll see how long they play these dudes. Now I can finally get excited about Beanie Bishop.
Yeah.
But I would hope that if you are a player, that you would have success against the Steelers' third, fourth, fifth wide receivers, if that makes sense.
If you're an undrafted player?
If you're a guy, capital G guy, mm-hmm. you should have success against those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You should. Now, even doing that, you're right, is impressive for an undrafted guy.
And then all the different formations that Arthur Smith's going to roll out there, like, you have to identify certain things. It's not just going in there and locking down mediocre receivers. Like, you have to know what the offense, like, there's a lot more that goes into it. And that's what we've been hearing from Beanie Bishop, that he's gotten better every single, and I'm with you. Like, that was my guy that, you know, I want to see take advantage of the opportunity. But from everything I've heard so far, like, he's understanding how to play that position and he's doing it the best. So now, is it, like you said, is the true test.
Well,
first true test.
It is a true test. And the other thing is, it's not just the receivers he's going against. It's, all right, who's behind him? Is he actually playing well, or is he just clearly the best
better
of that group?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I want to see that, because I watched every single snap this guy played at West Virginia. And he gets his hands on a lot of balls. The hands aren't great. He had interceptions, but he had 20 passes defensed. That also means guys were targeting him as well. The tackling, I know he says he's willing and eager. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the best. And it needs to be in the slot. And he played on the outside. So I'm fascinated by him. There's also the offensive line. There is a Steeler that, according to reports, is making a position change. We'll get all into that coming up in the next segment. And we want to hear from you. We haven't even talked about Justin Fields yet. So if you're going to the game, if you're watching on Channel 2 with Bob and Charlie on the call, what are you looking for tonight? Who are you keeping your eyes on? Who has the most to gain? 412-928-937.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
And zero. We might need to get into this in a little bit, Doran. It was so fun for a while to peruse Major League Baseball standings every morning. Not so fun now. Pirates get swept and they're 4.5 games out of the wild card. That's not the worst part, because that's not good. The worst part is they are a half game up on Chicago and Cincinnati for last place in the NL Central.
What?
Pirates could finish in last place.
Duh.
They're 56-58. Chicago 57-60. The Reds 56-59.
Oh, man. I didn't know it was like that.
Oh, it's like that.
Man, that's not good?
Not good.
Huh.
But the Steelers play tonight, so it'll take our mind off of the Pirates. Although it's staggered in a way where in the fourth quarter you can flip on Buccos and Dodgers tonight. Who's got the most to gain for the Steelers this evening? A lot of people tweeting about this. It is the subject of our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, and it's a write-in poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Which Steelers are you looking for the most? Who are you keeping an eye out for? Who's got the most to gain? There is a position change. Did you see this?
I have not.
DeMarvin Leal now going to be an outside linebacker for the Steelers.
Well, he lose some weight?
I guess.
An outside backer. Don't they need D-line help? Don't they need some depth?
That's exactly my thought, man. I thought he might be something after his first year. And I guess I'm not willing to say he's not going to be anything, but that to me is not a great sign. Think about your outside linebacker core. You've got Nick Herbig as a backup. You just signed Marcus Golden. You've got Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt. You've got 4 players there that I think you can count on to get yourself out of a game. One superstar and another really good player. And now you add DeMarvin Leal out of that mix, he couldn't cut it. And you need you do not have as much depth. That's a fact on the defensive line as you do at outside linebacker.
When did this move happen?
Yesterday.
Could this mean that somebody's on the move at outside backer?
Maybe. Like trading Nick Herbig in a Brandon Ayuk deal or something like that.
And starting the process of getting that, creating that depth at backer because they want four outside backers.
I think maybe. Yeah, maybe. I think if that were something that were going to happen, I think you just wait until cuts and you take somebody's fourth outside linebacker and you plug him into yours instead of just transitioning to Marvin Leal. I mean, it could be a little column A, column B.
Yeah, but he's still versatile. I mean, it doesn't mean that he can't play D-line.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just very odd.
It is odd.
At this point in camp. Like, usually you have a plan for people, for players to do that before camp. Like, when the Bills in my second year wanted to move me to receiver. Like, I moved the receiver in OTAs, not the second week of camp before a preseason game.
Right. Just before a game.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Something smells bad there.
Uh-huh.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown business security company. We've seen it from Mike Tomlin a lot before, that not only rookies, but young guys play a ton in the preseason. And the guy that always comes to mind is Stephon Tuitt. Stephon Tuitt, as a rookie, played a ton. And then going into the second season, when they were counting on him because he came on late in his rookie year, they played him an absolute ton in the preseason. So if I'm guessing who's going to play the most snaps, I think Peyton Wilson's one of those guys who could. I think Beanie Bishop's one of the guys that could. Offensively, I think you're looking at Broderick Jones playing just as much as Troy Faldanu and playing just as much as Zach Frazier. I think Broderick Jones is going to be in there a ton, and I'm excited to see his growth and development. But I'm excited to see all those young offensive linemen, and I think they're going to get burned. I think they're going to play against starters, and I think they're going to get left in there to show their stripes and for developmental purposes. And I think they're going to be out there against second and third teamers and potentially fourth teamers, and we know what that means. They best be mauling the hell out of those guys.
And you're going to see the mix and matching. Like, if you are going to play Broderick Jones a lot with the young guys, like, you'll see Broderick at right, Broderick at left. You'll see Faltanu at right. You'll see Faltanu at left. You'll see, obviously, Frazier at center. You'll see Mason McCormick at right guard. You'll see him at left guard. Like, and then you can figure out your configurations there. And then you have Spencer Anderson, who will probably do a lot of everything. So, yeah, they do play young guys a lot in the preseason. And I think that if they are in the process of moving Broderick Jones to left tackle, you need him to get reps there, even though he's probably going to be pretty good. That's his natural position. Did really well at right tackle last year, but you still want him to get those legit reps. So he might, I like that. He definitely is probably going to play a lot, but it's not going to be in one spot. He'll move around a lot.
And when we ask, like, who has the most to gain, I think Broderick Jones has a ton to gain because you still have Dan Moore Jr. listed at the starter at left tackle. He's going to start, I guess, Dan Moore. He's not going to play as much as Broderick, so he's going to have the opportunity to gain as well. And you're right, they are going to do a mixing and matching. And I am generally super anti-playing running backs in the preseason. We saw it with Najee Harris a couple of years ago. He had the busted up foot, and they played him in the third preseason game. He wasn't right the entire first half of the season. When he finally got healthy, oh my gosh, he ran the ball well. I don't usually like seeing it. Do you think that you need to play your running backs behind this line, though, so that they can gel in game?
No.
Okay.
No.
I would like to say that I don't want to see those guys a lot tonight then.
Just like you called me a nerd for the second time, for the second day in a row earlier.
That's right.
Like, the inside run periods matter more, I think, than preseason games. And that's where you can find the gel that you can.
Because you just get to rep it and rep it and rep it and rep it.
It's only run plays. Like, you're running run plays. You're running the power. You're running zone. And the defense knows it's coming. Like, you're repping, repping, repping. You get the feel of how guys move, how guys pull, how guys even, you know, snap the ball, things of that nature. So I think that they can get those reps. And, you know, they're established. Like, they, you know, they've done a decent job last year, the two, you know, Jalen Warren and Najee. I don't think that they need to prove anything right now.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it wasn't about them so much as just the linemen having those guys run up their butts. But maybe that doesn't matter in your opinion. Or if it does, it's something, like you said, you could just work on
Well, it would depend on how confident you are in those in that second tier line configuration going against a second team, first team ish defense in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
And you can gauge that in practice. Like, it's like, okay, we have this configuration going out there. We want Mason McCormick out there. We want Spencer Anderson. We want Zach Frazier. And then, you know, some Paltanu at right and somebody at left, or Roderick or whoever it is at left. Yeah, but, you know, they haven't really been on the same page. Let's just keep Najee out just so they don't get teed off on. Or Jalen out so they don't get teed off on. Like, that's a feel thing, and I think you probably know if those guys can hold up or not based off of their practice.
Here's a text that's a good one. Leal could be a outside backer because you don't have T.J. Watt or Highsmith playing tonight. Just as an extra body. Maybe. But you have enough outside linebackers right on your roster to get through a game. Absolutely, yeah. You do.
This is very odd.
So it's stuck in your craw that I called you a nerd for the second day in a row. You did. Yeah,
it's not stuck in my craw.
That registered. You remembered it.
No, yeah, I just
bring
remembered.
It back up.
I remember.
You know, sound like my you wife. I mean,
well, don't say stuff if you ain't ready. Over here, it flowed out too easy too. Like, you were just comfortable saying it.
I meant football nerd. Like, a football nerd. Like, it's a like good thing. It's a wonderful thing.
Whenever we hit
thing.
These buttons off, Callis, like, I ain't gonna come over there.
It's a wonderful thing.
Like,
a
there's a cage
nerd.
In between us.
No, Callis, a baseball nerd. That's great. You're a football guy. Football.
What
nerd.
Are you?
Just a nerd. My wife will do that nerd. Though. She'll be like, you know, 6 weeks ago when you called me and da 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 da. What? What? What, do you have a notebook for this?
Well, I will say you make convenient arguments too, because you've also told me that my baseball knowledge or perspective isn't always valued. So.
Let's talk about wide receivers coming up next. The ones they actually have on the roster, Doran. How's that sound?
Mm-hmm.
And we want your calls at 412-928-9370. Who are you watching tonight? Who's got the most to gain? 412-928-9370. This preseason coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
I think that's becoming the feeling about receivers, that unless you view them as special, and of course that's in the eye of the beholder, but unless you view them as truly special, like a Justin Jefferson. I mean, I think if you went through, and I've done this with coaches, the top four or five receivers in the league, Ayuk would not be in that category. Now,
Greg Cosell on the Rick Ross podcast saying that Brandon Ayuk is not a top five receiver in football. It's the Ross Tucker podcast, not the Rick Ross podcast.
I was like, what?
Ross Tucker. Yeah, Ross Tucker, not Rick Ross.
Rick Ross?
Yeah, I Rickrolled myself. The Ross Tucker podcast.
Do you know who Rick Ross is?
Yeah.
Who is he?
Isn't he that guy who says never going to give you up, never going to let you down? That's
wrong again.
No? Well, who's Rick Ross?
Are you serious right now?
Yeah. Is he a singer?
Are you looking him up?
Yeah. What's he sing?
He's a rapper.
What's he rap?
Rap music.
You don't see, you don't even know.
No, I do know, but I know that you thought that it was a different Rick Ross.
Yeah, I mean, I think I got it wrong three times. Who's the Rickroll guy? You know who I'm talking about? Rick Astley. Oh, jeez.
Jeez. Rick Ross.
Wrong again.
Shake it off, baby.
What?
Ross Tucker. So that was Greg Cosell on with Ross Tucker saying that Brandon Ayuk is not a top five receiver in the National Football League. You're not going to get any arguments from me, but I'm really looking forward to watching the Steelers receivers that are ready and available in tonight's game and just seeing what they have beyond George Pickens. I think when we come in on Monday, we've already talked about this, Peyton Wilson's going to be one of the guys who's a star in this game. Like, if we are doing sports headlines for after the game, before the game, if you will,
mm-hmm.
He'll be a guy. I think Justin Fields will be a guy. And I think a receiver will be a guy. I don't know which one.
I was going to say Scotty Miller. It's weird, but like, I feel like he's going to get targeted a lot.
If it's Scotty Miller, I think I walk in here even more upset about the Steelers receiving corps than I already am.
He's going to play a lot, though.
You know what? He will play a lot. So from a statistical standpoint, right, it could be counting-wise. I'm talking about splash, baby. Okay. And I want to see Van Jefferson, who knows, and the entire world knows, is unlikely to be the Steelers' number two because they're going to get Brandon Ayuk eventually. I want to see him go out there and bust his hump and make plays and show that he can be a guy wherever he falls on the depth chart. Like, mm-hmm. I really want to see that.
Yeah.
I don't know about Roman Wilson because of the injury. Like, if we're going to see him at all, how much we would see him. We can talk to Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette about that at 8 o'clock if he's going to wind up playing in the game. But I want to see something memorable. I don't know if that's the right word. Just something noteworthy from a couple of these guys. And I do think we will. I'd like it, I guess, to be Van Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to trade Calvin Austin, though, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if he went out there and made a couple of plays.
I'm trying to think of other people.
If they don't want him. That's the thing!
I know.
That's the reason I played...
Jackson, maybe?
Yes. Yes.
Be good to see him in action.
Yes, it will. Just to see what they have behind Joey Porter Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Just real quick on receivers, the reason I played the Cosell clip is because he's like, he's not a top a four or five receiver in football. Okay, fine. Van Jefferson's your two. We just mentioned Scotty Miller. We're talking about Calvin Austin III. I don't care if Brandon Ayuk's a top 10 receiver in football. Is he better than what they had in Deontay Johnson? That's what I'd be looking for.
Right.
And that's what I'd be willing to pay for. Dante Jackson's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing about him is, even if he sucks, I think you're pretty much locked in. I think you're pretty much locked in as he's your two.
Well, I think that they could, they're not going to predicate everything off of this preseason game, but they could see enough that there could be a trend with Dante Jackson that could really force their hand of signing somebody else.
Like a Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah.
Just to throw a name out.
Yes.
People are mad at me on the text line for not knowing who Rick Ross is. Is he alive?
Yes.
Okay, good. I would hate to disrespect the dead. Is Rick Astley still alive?
I don't know. That's an old song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great one, though. Oh, thank God he's still with us, too. 58. Young man, Rick Astley, still at this point.
He's young.
Yeah. All right. We've got Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's been there for all the Steelers training camp practices. He'll be on to preview the preseason game. Up next, a couple of hilarious Starkey moments from yesterday that we just got to get to. And I don't know if we're going to pile on Starkey or if we're going to have Starkey's back, but I think the people need to hear this. And we'll do that when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Was listening to the Starkey show yesterday, and those two are crazy together, man. They're crazy apart. They're crazy together, Zeiss and Starkey. So Zeiss is in the middle of something, one of his Zeissy rants, and this happens.
I don't know what to do.
Oh. Sorry. Bless you. Thank you, Sean. Sorry, Paul.
Yes.
Sean Myers.
Bless you.
Bless you.
It's legit, too. I mean, that's his sneeze. That's not for show. Just he was born, and he's a great man, a nice man, a thoughtful man, a creative man, and God was like, you got all that going for you. I'm hitting you with this. But I don't think that's my favorite part of the clip. My favorite part of the clip was Zeiss being low-key scared by it.
Oh. 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 Oh.
But that was not the actual most noteworthy thing to come out of that show yesterday. Starkey's been doing this thing lately where before the Shelton show, and we're going to get to Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette, to talk about the Steelers' first preseason game coming up at 8 o'clock. Before the Shelton show, Starkey goes into this preamble every time. We're going to ask Shelty the hard questions, but you all think you ask harder questions, and you tell me in my mailbag, and you tweet me every week, harder questions. Starkey's fed up with people who are fed up with him. And so that is kind of the prologue for this phone call yesterday.
Hi, Tony.
I was really excited about this trade, but the way you guys have salivated and butchered and miscalculated everything, I kind of hope we don't trade for him now.
Wait, what?
Did I stutter?
We got a tough guy on the line. When you say you guys, who are you talking about?
The local Pittsburgh sports reporters.
Oh, because we're all one monolith. Everybody has the same ideas.
Did I stutter?
I'm not running cover for him. How am I running cover for Filippone? Let's give him a hand. Let's give Tony a hand.
Bye, Joe. What's his name? Tony.
Tony.
My favorite part of the whole thing is when Starkey tries to do turnabout as fair play, and he stutters before he says, "Did I stutter?"
When you say you guys, who are you talking about?
The local Pittsburgh sports reporters.
Oh, because we're all one monolith. Everybody has the same ideas. Did I stutter?
My favorite part is Zeiss talking in the background, pulling his ultimate Ron Cook without the mic on. Whenever you start that audio, you can hear Zeiss screaming in the background. He's like,
You do. I think it's just the chair for those guys. Whoever is across from Starkey just does not want to turn their microphone on.
Did I stutter? Did I stutter?
He did. When you go, did I stutter? You did stutter, Joe. You did. But I understand exactly where those guys were coming from there. And this caller, I don't want Brandon Ayuk because you guys have been so wrong about the whole thing. Most of us, none of us have done what Pony's done, but most of us have said he's going to be here and you should be excited if he gets here. So if he gets here, wouldn't we have all been right? So what would you be mad about, Jackass Tony? I don't understand.
I think he wants us to be wrong. That's why he...
Oh. Yes. Well, I've got some bad news for you, Jackass Tony. Brandon Ayuk is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. Did I stutter?
Can I defend Starkey real quick?
Sure.
Starkey had Pony on and immediately asked him questions on his show, like Austin Bechtold went to the back to get Pony so that Starkey could ask him questions on the air about his alleged source. So I don't know how that's a cover. That's actually exposing the guy who's claiming information.
Correct. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. And I heard the beginning of Starkey's show yesterday, and I don't know that they were necessarily, quote unquote, providing cover for Pony. They were just explaining what it's like to be a journalist.
Mm-hmm. If they were covering Pony, Pony would have tweeted that on Wednesday, and Starkey would have been like, oh, yeah, this is true. So don't worry about
of all the people that
don't ask questions.
Of all the people that wouldn't cover for Pony, honestly, I think Zeiss is the one who would call him to the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think they were explaining what it's like to be a journalist.
Yes.
And thank God I'm not a journalist.
Oh, me too.
I'm not trying to report crap ever again. My entire life. I don't have the skin thick enough to do that.
The anxiety that is brought to the table whenever those situations go down, I just can't do it.
No.
It's tough.
No.
No way.
No,
I don't want no part of it.
We were talking about you doing the draft thing that you do every year and how nerve-wracking that is.
Oh,
I reported like two things in my life, and the whole time I'm sitting there, I'm like, can someone big also report this so that I can get the friggin' monkey off my back?
Who was a former Steeler that found out the hard way? I forget what the story was a couple months ago.
What are you talking about?
What?
So remember I forget who the guy's name is. McFadden. Didn't McFadden try to break something?
Oh, yes.
That's right. That is
yes,
right.
Yes, you are correct.
Good call, he found out.
Significant playmaker watch.
Good call, Kallus.
Now, wait a second
Wait
a second here. If the Steelers, when they trade for Brandon Ayuk, do we give Pony credit even though it's like 72 hours since his tweet? Do we give that dog avatar on Twitter credit? Do we give CTESPN credit? Or do we have to go way back when to what, like April or May, and give Brian McFadden credit for significant player watch?
I think Brian McFadden would get the credit because it's actually been legitimized that they were in on him during that time.
You know what disqualifies him? He deleted the tweet.
Oh, did he?
He did.
Yeah. Man.
Can't do that. You got to just let yourself suffer out there and blow in the breeze.
Oh.
Yeah. And one more thing, I'm sorry.
Oh, please.
Matt Zeg just tweeted us and asked if Starkey's sneeze or your scream has a higher pitch, and it made me laugh.
Both annoying. All right, Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette going to join us coming up next. Who's he watching tonight, apart from Justin Fields? Because we got a whole Justin Fields thing that we're going to do later. We have Bob Pompiani at 9, Charlie Batch at 9:35, both guys calling the game. Carter will be covering the game, and we talk to him next after Fan Weather, which is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com today. High 84.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.